Explosions continue to shake Iraqi cities. Today, a blast was heard in Fallujah near the mayor's office. Yesterday, there was one in Baghdad's historic old quarter. Two people were killed. Several buildings were set afire. The cause of that blast on the capital's Mutanabi Street is in dispute. NPR's Jackie Leiden reports it's Baghdad's traditional intellectual center.
Mutanabi Street is named for an Iraqi poet who was killed for criticizing the Ottoman Empire's domination of Iraq. The buildings from that time are still there. They lean toward each other with graceful upper-story balconies. Below them, at street level, are the booksellers, and Kadum Najad Karim is one of them.
This is really a golden age for us. We can import whatever we want and sell all those books, which were previously forbidden. It's a
golden time. And the books laid out on a blanket prove it. There are the sermons of formerly forbidden Shiite clerics from Najaf, a history of the art of war, a book about marriage, and another on old Babylonian letters. Nearby, another bookseller doesn't like the U.S.-led occupation, though. He says if this is democracy, then it's messy. More a glass half empty than half full.
Now, we don't have a unified leadership. Everyone's following a specific party. So the general mood is one of confusion and incoherence. And because of that, there is instability. So we can't think about tomorrow. And we have no idea what will happen beyond today.
At the end of Mutanabi Street is a cafe established in 1912, the Shahr Bandar Cafe, or King of the Market. Intellectuals have long come here to debate the events of the day and share opinions. Even under Saddam, people felt free enough to talk about the government here. Isam Pasha, a painter, is doing a little of that today, and he's filling out an Iraqi survey. What do you think about the occupation, the U.S.-appointed general counsel? Should all parties participate? What about the role of women?
I'm very optimistic about everything. Our civilization is 9,000 years old, and we managed to survive through lots of things. So it's not going to change now. We're not going to end. And I think things going well since we have no tyrant anymore.
Mutanabi Street has long been seen as the cultural heart of Baghdad. And now some Iraqis believe it may be something more. Searching for books from the 1920s, Zuhair Jazeri says it's a place to educate people about the way life can be in a new Iraq.
I have to look to the old books, especially how to educate people, how to start again. Three generations have been brought up between bunkers and wars, and so to show them that there is another life.
Then, last night, around 7 o'clock, a reminder of the current Iraq. An explosion. Fire trucks. The three-story Ottoman building marking the entrance to Mutanabi Street went up in flames. Firemen desperately hosed down the block as the fire jumped from building to building. Water shorted out the area's electricity. Two Iraqi civilians, a guard and a tea vendor pushing a cart, were killed. Mutanabi Street is mostly deserted at night, or the loss of life would have been far greater. Hussein Wahid lives across the street from the blaze.
A missile, a mortar, we don't know. We're not sure about that.
Military officials say it was none of these, but one or two faulty propane tanks, used here for everything from cooking to heating homes, most likely exploded. Regardless of the cause, the people here know who they blame. Baathists, Al-Qaeda, religious extremists, people who they think want to attack what Mutanabi Street has stood for centuries, a place where free speech flourished. Jackie Leiden, NPR News, Baghdad.